I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back?
Yeah. I mean, people are excited. They're going to like run off this other guy's energy.
First time ever back-to-back winners.
Probably.
The possibility. Tom, have we ever had back-to-back?
No. History can be made today. We did have a 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Our contestant with that task, Charles. Charles is in Livonia. Charles, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Charles, in charge today.
Oh, I'm sure he loves that
haven't
one.
Haven't heard that one before, have you?
All right.
Yeah, many times.
Charles, 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each one you get right, $2,000 if you get them all. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Western Michigan University's main campus is in this city.
Kalamazoo.
Who did Western Michigan defeat to win the Frozen Four?
Denver.
Who led the NBA in assists per game during the regular season?
Ja Morant.
Who is the head coach of the New York Knicks?
Tom Thibodeau.
This artist had the 2020 hit Levitating.
Pass.
This city is hosting the NFL draft next week.
Green Bay.
Grand Rapids is located in this Michigan county.
Kent.
This team had the second overall pick in the 2025 NFL draft.
Pass.
This team will end up with the worst point total in the NHL this season.
Pass.
Who played Batman in the 1989 movie Batman?
Pass.
We got you with four.
$400.
Yep.
Not bad.
Oh, wow, thanks.
you can find a use for $100.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I did a lot worse than I thought I would.
Well, it's all right. Hey, $100 is still a good day.
Four is a good benchmark because you get triple digits and you can feel good about it.
Charles, you go by Charles or Charlie or Chuck?
Charlie.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Charlie.
Put you on hold. Make sure you get you paid, and we'll go through this for everybody else. Because, yes, you got some wrong, and you passed some. We'll go back through it. John, Western Michigan University's main campus is in?
Kalamazoo. Got that one right.
Who did they beat to win the Frozen Four? It was not Denver.
No, it was Boston U.
My Terriers. Who led the NBA in assists per game during the regular season?
This was okay. Tough. Trae Young.
Yes, he said Ja Morant. It was Trae Young. Head coach of the New York Knicks. He got it right.
Tom Thibodeau. Yeah.
The 2020 hit, Levitating.
Dua Lipa?
Yes.
Yep. Was it a question?
City that's hosting the NFL draft next week that won't do it as well as Detroit.
Yeah, it's Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Yep, mm-hmm. Can't possibly.
Grand Rapids located in Kent County.
Yeah, he nailed that one.
He's cruising here. Last three. This team has the second overall pick in the 2025 NFL draft.
That would be the Browns.
I might have said had as well. I don't remember.
This team will end up with the worst point total in the NHL this season.
Sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Who played Batman in the 1989 movie Batman?
Michael Keaton.
There you go. It's
old school.
It's your two grand slam.
Yeah, it's brought to you by Feminine Eagle Law.
Your next chance is Thursday, 7:25. It's 97.1.
Hey, I want to talk to you. If you got dressed this morning or you looked in the mirror and the clothes didn't fit the way you wanted them to, maybe they didn't fit at all, and you're just unhappy with how you look, especially with picture season coming up, and that's, you know, Easter this weekend if you celebrate. It's Memorial Day. It's the summer. If you want to be a little bit lighter, you got to get in touch with Ideal You. IdealU.us is where you can find them, and you could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days with Ideal You. Book today, and Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days. And be happy taking those pictures again. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us to get your body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Final. Thanks, Kenna Maeda. Ruin this shutout. Tigers had a day. 9 runs on offense. Tarek Skubal, a gem of a start. 7 innings, shutout baseball, 9 strikeouts, no walks. He's put together 2 shutout performances back-to-back now, and he's settled in for anybody that had concerns.
Yeah, obviously starting off 0-2, not what you would think the returning Cy Young Award winner would start the season off with. And it wasn't that he pitched bad. It was just a couple of mistakes. And there were some mistakes in the field. So it wasn't all on him. It was kind of a compounding of errors. But the last 2 games, he has taken away pretty much any opportunity for error because he has taken care of things before they even get base runners. He was so good through 5 innings. And he was good through his entire
Perfect going to the 5th. And the one jam he got into in the 6th, 100 miles an hour, perfect pitch, good luck, goodbye, see ya, good night. He was phenomenal. Back-to-back starts, it's now 13 shutout innings in a row. 15 Ks, 0 walks. He's given up less than a base runner an inning. Yeah, the dude's legit. And the number one comment I got last night was, when are we paying him? And I hate that this is what it's turning into, but everybody's thinking it. See, to me, this is how it works. They're winning. They're good. They're going to have him through this season. And then at the end of the year, he'll have 1 year left. And if you can't work out an extension, you get something for him. I don't want it to come to that. I don't want this conversation to hang over the heads of this season because I think this team could be pretty good and he can lead the way. But John, you hear it. I hear it. What are they going to pay this guy? Is he going to be here long term?
So I don't know that anybody really knows what the answer to that is. And I think there are some people with strong opinions on both sides where, hey, it's ride him as long as you can have him. They don't want to pay him because of the arm events. And they're willing to trade him this next coming offseason. And then there's others that think he is the next Justin Verlander. And not only is he going to pitch like Verlander in this moment, maybe not the innings, because that's just not baseball anymore, but they also believe that he's going to have the longevity. And some of it is because he's already had his arm event. And he has been managed to lower the innings, to lower the stress on his arm throughout the course of every season that he is performing. So they want to extend him.
Verlander is the last of a dying breed, the workhorse starter. We don't see that anymore. But Scooble's season last year rivals peak Verlander in Detroit. His ERA was lower, his strikeouts right there at the top.
Just not the innings.
Just not working 8-9 innings. Right. And the other difference would be that playoff elimination game where Verlander was nails and Scooble gave up that home run to Lane Thomas. But Scooble is the modern version of Justin Verlander. As much as someone can be a JV in today's game, he's filthy, he's dominant, he's your ace, he's your bulldog. He lets out the primal scream after he gets the big-time strikeout to end the inning. He's your guy. And, John, I'm of the opinion you pay good baseball players. You want to run your team like a real big league organization, you pay your baseball players. That price tag, though, may be too rich for their blood. Scott Boras is the agent. He's not going to take a discount. If this thing walks up to free agency, it creates a whole bunch of problems because we know what the Dodgers are willing to pay. The Yankees and Mets are willing to outbid you. It creates a situation that I'm just trying to deny and live in denial because it's not a situation we have to worry about right now. But it is on everybody's mind.
It's like your taxes. You just want to put it off as possible.
Yeah. And I get it. You're going to get less for him if you trade him in a year from now. But what's the alternative? Dump him now? You're not going to do that.
No, it's this is an off-season decision. This is a team that, you know, as we're learning, maybe is a little bit better than we thought. They're performing better than we anticipated. And so we don't have to have the conversations of what do you do with Tarek Skubal at the trade deadline.
Because last year they were sellers and it was a conversation that we were forced to have.
Oh, yeah. Were we going to get a haul from Baltimore?
Right.
And ended up that obviously they kept him. He won the Cy Young here and he is performing as such again this year. It's an off-season conversation as to what they're going to do. It's, you know, it's poop or get off the pot. And because if you go into next year not having extended him and he's still on the roster, you run the risk of trying to match anything that the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Red Sox want to put out there.
You could lose him for nothing. But really, it's wild to me that that's the fixation. If anything, the fact that the team is so good, it delays it, right? Because what is it, 8-2 in the last 10 now? They're setting up to win 5 straight series here if they can win one of the next 2 games. Flaherty on the mound. Good teams aren't trading away their ace pitcher ahead of the playoffs, and this team is the front runner in the division right now. So really, I would think this conversation gets pushed to the offseason.
Yeah.
Yet it's on everybody's mind every time he deals. And I wonder if it's possible to set that aside and understand you're going to give it your best shot with Scooble this season. But in doing so, you better be adding at the trade deadline. Not to get ahead of ourselves in that way, John, but if you're not trading him away, it's you saying we think we have a real shot at this.
Yeah, and we better win now.
You better add someone to make sure that you don't waste this season.
So do you guys think we're heading for a confrontational almost type thing at the winter meetings in December.
Next winter?
Yeah, so next December. So I the likelihood of him being dealt at the deadline is so low. You know, this team would maybe have to tank, but he's pitching like a Cy Young winner. Who knows? I don't think that's happening. But the reason I say that is because no contract is happening during the season. That would really surprise us all. So if you don't get it done by the winter meetings, don't you have to trade him?
Yes, but it's a conversation I don't want to have right now.
Right, but you're bringing up, everybody's bringing up, pay him. Yeah, well, paying him isn't reasonable right now. It really isn't.
But people want to know that he's going to be here for the long haul. And there's no way you're getting that certainty right now.
No, and it's really going to come down to, are they going to set the market while they still have a year of team control? Or, and what is it that Scuba wants? Does he like being here with Chris Fetter as his pitching coach and this organization seemingly on the rise? And instead of going for, let's just call it $45 million a year for 8 years, 9 years, is he willing to go 42? Because he doesn't want to get, if and say he said, you know, wins another Cy Young or is in the finalists for the Cy Young. And is he willing to go another year, possibly risking injury, and for that $3 or $4 million? I don't know the answer to that question.
It's also possible that the Tigers have certain thresholds they're comfortable with. With Bregman, they didn't want to go over $200 million. With Scuba, I'm sure they would, but there's got to be a number where they say, no, that's not a risk we're willing to take for a pitcher into his late 30s with a violent delivery and already has the arm event in his background. Maybe it's behind him, or maybe he's going to have another one. If they have a number in mind where they're not willing to go over and they say, hey, Job's our future ace, we've resuscitated the career of Flaherty and potentially Mize here. If he doesn't want to take our deal, we're not going to make a bad deal, which is what they did this last offseason. They said, we're not going to make a bad deal. We're not going to overpay for Alex Bregman. So right, John, or wrong, I mean, that may be their thought here is, we like Scooble. We're not going to do something stupid and pay a premium right now. And if I'm Boris, I'm only signing early for a premium because I know the other teams are going to be lining up to pay him when his contract is up.
John, I don't think we live in a world where the things that you brought up about the team rising up and Chris Fetter and all these other things, that world exists as for a Scott Boras client. I think Tarek Skubal would have to change agents. I think Scott Boras would not do that deal because of his reputation.
Okay, well, again, I would emphasize this, and I don't know the relationship between Skubal and Boras. I don't know what he has told Scott Boras. Let's always remember that agents work for the player. And but, now, if he is going to be that personality that says, I don't want to risk injury next year, and I'm willing to set myself up with a $250 million contract versus a $275 million contract, or... You know, I mean, like, what is his threshold?
Right, but you hire Boras for a reason. Like he's the only guy in the game, the only agent in the game that just he's going to do business one way. I'll look at it this way: look, Tarek Skubal, if he wins another Cy Young, who's the last person to win back to back Cy Youngs? That comes with tremendous value.
And how did Scherzer's time end in Detroit?
He got a record deal at the time,
and not here. And again, that was Dave Dombrowski, not Scott Harris.
Right.
That was a different regime, but it's on people's minds when he pitches this well. And
I'm not saying that Tarek Skubal won't take that risk. I'm just saying that needs to be a part of the conversation because he knows, nobody knows him better than he knows himself. And how is his arm feeling? Does he feel like there's a risk of having another arm event?
I mean, look, you never know what's going to happen. If they come out and say, and I'm going to blow you away here, but 6 years, $50 million a year, $300 million. So the Tigers don't want the long-term commitment, but they're making him the first $50 million pitcher in baseball. I don't know how Scott Boras says no to that. So there are ways to get there.
Sure. Yeah, and I think it's the risk-reward of it all. Ticket Texter points out, every long-term pitcher that signs a deal like this and resets the market, it backfires because of injury. The deal you're going to look at right now is Gerrit Cole, right? He signed that 9-year, 300 and some odd million dollar contract. He's not pitching this season because of an arm event. And it will set him back some next year, potentially, because of this arm event. If the Tigers don't want to pay him, not because they don't like him, the player, but because of the market and the position, then it is imperative that they win as much as they can this season with him because they are in the driver's seat in the AL Central.
And they're currently doing that.
First place. 248-539-9797. Another win last night. Flaherty on the bump later today. Coming up next, fair or foul, Pistons playoff tickets. It's a headline everywhere in the city. It's 97.1.
Tiger fans on the road celebrating Tarek Skubal. Another strong outing. Shut down the Brewers. Mm-hmm. He had that sixth inning where the bases were loaded and he had a 100-mile-an-hour punch out. And there was some speculation like, maybe that's his last inning. And that's what Dickerson was alluding to. No, they gave him one more inning and he went out and wiped him out 1-2-3. He's awesome and he's settled in and he's got back-to-back nice starts and he's going to be in the Cy Young conversation all year long.
Yep.
The other conversation he's going to be in all year long, first thing people commented last night on the posts, everything about Skubal was,
when do we sign him?
Pay him, sign him, lock him up. It's not going to happen in season, but this conversation's not going anywhere because one, they're going to win. Two, he's going to be a driving force. And three, it's going to be expensive wherever he signs long term. I hate that it even comes up because, John, to me, it's an offseason matter at this point. If you're in contention in late July, you're not trading your Bulldog ace. If you're in first place in the division, he is captaining you in your postseason run. And if you can't work out a deal in the offseason, you cross that bridge when you get there. But it's unavoidable. Everybody thinks it when he pitches this way is, am I seeing Justin Verlander again? Am I going to see this great horse lead this rotation for years to come? Or is this now or never, got to win it this year?
It's going to be an interesting process to be a spectator and watch. And we're going to give our opinions all along the way. And there's going to be some twists and turns. And some of the twists and turns might be, okay, Jack Flaherty's here for 2 years. But I don't know if he's going to be here much past that. And Casey Mize, what type of pitcher can he be a number two eventually? Jackson Jobe, because the team has lots of years of control of Jackson Jobe. If you don't sign Skubal, does Jackson Jobe move into that ace position? Can he be an ace? And so what does the staff look like next year? Year after, how do they continue to build and move things in the direction where if you do trade Skubal and you get a bunch of bats for him, you got to be able to have the pitching staff to complement it as well.
And they are a much deeper staff today than they were a year ago.
Yeah. What do they do when Cobb comes back?
It's a good problem to have. Can never have enough arms, right? Especially with the way that position is.
Yeah.
Injuries happen. Speaking of injuries, Texter says, why does everybody say arm event? Can't we just say the word injury? I don't know when this changed, John, but this person points it out. We've all just kind of run with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could get injured, a.k.a. an arm event. The Skubal debate is going to be the most polarizing topic all next season if we can't get an extension done. We'll likely have a World Series caliber team, so even though it would make sense, I don't see us trading him. It's like the reverse of an all-in trade deadline for a rental player. Yeah, it's only going to heat up, especially if the Tigers keep winning. Tigers won't trade Skubal this or next. 1 year of Skubal is not worth more to any other team than the Tigers. Detroit is not in sell mode anymore. Patrick and Harrison Township. If the Tigers don't re-sign Skubal, it will be back to square one. Then we'll learn that Chris is not his dad, not serious about winning, Trevor and Wes Bloomfield.
Yeah, I mean, that's always going to be a part of the conversation.
The narrative's there. Yeah. Every time a long-term pitcher is signed a deal, they reset the market. It backfires because of injury. And as long as he pitches the way he's been, you pay him his money. I believe he is the engine of this team on and off the field. That's from Cooper.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a gamble. And it'll be a gamble on Skubal's side. Does he pitch next year without a long-term deal? It's going to be a gamble on the team side. Do they offer him that long-term deal? How many years? What's the term? How much money, you know, per year? All of those different things are going to be a part of this process.
Just one other note here, too. The CBA expires December 1st, 2026. That is as Tarek Skubal enters free agency. So Skubal will be a free agent, I believe, a couple weeks ahead of that. Because that's how, when the Tigers sign Javi before the last lockout. So you become a free agent before that CBA expires, but it's only a couple weeks.
And what does the pending change do to the market? Hey, right. Speaking of Javi, real quick. He had an 8-pitch walk yesterday. I don't want that to be lost. We got a lot that we're doing today on the show, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on one individual at-bat from a game in April. Has he ever had an 8-pitch walk?
I'm sure at some point.
I want to print out the stat cast and frame it in the studio here. An 8-pitch. You want to tell me that the team's bought in, that this is a mentality, that they are going to work the count and make these pitchers battle, that they're going to grind out ABs? Even Javi is drawing 8-pitch. It's beautiful. A walk
any walk, let alone an 8-pitch walk.
Be careful, because Javi has never done that.
I'm sorry.
Javier Baez has now done that.
I like this Javier Baez. Should I say that too loud? I like this Javier Baez guy.
No, it's okay. You could say Javier Baez. You nobody likes Javi.
Right.
But we like Javier.
Would you get a Javier Baez jersey?
No.
Would it have to be spelled differently? 2-4-8-5-3-9.
No, still the same. No, it's just how you pronounce it.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, coming up next, the Pistons. This is a headline everywhere. Free Press, Detroit News, MLive. The Pistons, through Ticketmaster, are going to restrict who can buy tickets to the playoff game. Fair or foul? It's 97.1.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.